Now to your letters, and much of what we received this week came in response to our series Brain Wars, about the signature injury of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, mild traumatic brain injury. Co-reporting with T. Christian Miller of ProPublica, NPR's Daniel Zwerdling spoke with U.S. troops who suffer from this largely invisible wound. As we learned, TBIs are often misdiagnosed by military doctors, and even when they are diagnosed, many soldiers have to fight for adequate treatment. Soldiers like Victor Medina.
The doctors, they have hurt me.
You say the doctors here have hurt you.
Yeah. The warrior ethos says, I will never leave a falling comrade. I feel that the system left me behind.
Molly Owens of Ashland, Oregon, writes this. I currently am closely acquainted with a fair number of veterans, including a family member, who have diagnosed PTSD, who can easily access pills, but other treatment is sparse and hard to access. However, I wrongly thought that at least those soldiers with TBI were getting quick, appropriate, and adequate treatment, because after all, the president has publicly said that they were, and the administrators of those services have assured the American people that it was so.
We also heard from Ben Langton of Endicott, New York, who hopes our story might help change things. He writes, I rarely agree with much, NPR says, regarding politics, but I want to offer my sincere thanks for your story about U.S. soldiers suffering from traumatic brain injuries. Mr. Langton continues, hopefully the light NPR has shed on their situation will help them get the resources they need and deserve. Kudos to NPR and my everlasting gratitude to our soldiers.
Well, thank you for your letters, and please keep them coming. Visit us at npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is NPR.